We basically know almost nothing about bats in Alaska, and that includes such basic things as what species do we have here.
That's regional biologist Karen Blavos. She's been researching bats in Juneau for 2 years and wants to expand her research region-wide. Her goal is to find out more about the nocturnal creatures, their traveling patterns, and how they compare to bats in the lower northeast and midwest states.
Over the last couple of years, we've done a lot of acoustic monitoring in the Juneau area, so we have these bat detectors that pick up the echolocation calls from bats, and from that we can get a lot of information, including potentially which species are in the area, their seasonal activity, when do bats become active in the spring, when do we lose them in the fall, what's their, you know, nightly activity patterns. We're able to get a lot of information from these detectors, and I'd like to expand the monitoring across southeast Alaska to get an idea of what the regional patterns are.
Blavos is using acoustic detectors to monitor the ultrasonic sounds bats make, also known as echolocation calls. The devices are battery-powered and can monitor sound unheard by the human ear, as well as record date and time. Blavos says she used 14 detectors in Juneau, which gathered some interesting data.
I'd only ever seen two bats before I started this project, but we started walking trails in the Juneau area. We walked part or all of over 30 trails, and we recorded at least one bat on every single trail that we walked, which was surprising. Another thing that we didn't know before, we confirmed that we have silver-haired bats in the Juneau area. And again, I have 14 passive detectors that are out. They record, you know, all night long, all year round. And all but one of those, we got at least one silver-haired bat on each of those detectors. So again, this is the first confirmation that we have that they're common here. We're not necessarily in high densities, but they are found.
Expanding her research, Blavos will be working with communities such as Ketchikan, Skagway, Craig, Sitka, and Wrangell. Forest Service staffers are helping.
We are trying to figure out anything we can about bats in southeast Alaska.
That's Joe Delabrew. He works as a wildlife biologist for the Forest Service in Wrangell. The agency will be in charge of monitoring the acoustic detectors over the next year. Delabrew says Alaska bats are still a bit of a mystery, but he hopes this study might help biologists get a better idea of how Alaska bats will fare from a disease known as the white nose syndrome, which has killed millions of bats in the lower 48.
So I think this is our opportunity and the time to find out what we have here in southeast Alaska so we can help monitor when and if the white nose syndrome ever comes up this way.
The syndrome is a fungus found in a bat's nose, causing them to die during hibernation. Regional biologist Karen Blavos says the white nose syndrome appeared on the scene in 2006, and since has killed between 5.7 and 6.7 million bats in the Northeast and Midwest.
We do seem to be figuring out is they don't seem to be hibernating in huge numbers in caves and mines like they do back east. So this could be good news for our western bats in that maybe they're not going to be as susceptible to white nose, because they're not aggregating in large numbers, you know, in these really localized areas in the winter. Or it could just mean that it's harder for us to detect the disease and see what impact it's having on bats, because we can't go into these, you know, areas where we know there are lots of bats gathered to monitor their populations.
Blavos hopes the regional data collected will give biologists a better idea of bat species and population trends in Alaska, as well as further studies of rabies in bats and their potential effects on humans. Blavos will be working with Wrangell's Forest Service later this month to install the detectors. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.